I would also like to express my gratitude to yourself, Minister Rabbit, as well, for coming to the Chamber and taking the issue. And your dedication to following through consistently on this matter must be astounding many officials in your department, I'm sure. And they would probably like to see you being reshuffled at this stage to give themselves some respite. And that's probably a sad reflection of where the department's at as well, unfortunately. Minister, the governance and safeguarding report into CHO1, published by HICWA last Friday, has confirmed many of the points that I have been making around the handling of the Brandon case and the subsequent Brandon report for the last year in the public domain and for the last 6 years through my interactions with HSE management. Importantly, HICWA say in the report that, as I've reiterated many, many times throughout this saga, that no fault lay with the frontline staff in the centres and that safeguarding concerns were being responded to appropriately at that level, which I think is important to reiterate that as well too. And I know you have at every opportunity, Minister, and that is important for the staff and for the residents. As HICWA has acknowledged, the problems are in the areas of communication, governance and oversight of safeguarding procedures, especially follow-up and sustaining positive change. They point to this occurring at middle management, regional and national management levels as well. The one point I would like, I would in the report that I would take issue with is HICWA's assertion that this was prevalent only in the Donegal area of CHO1. They highlight the Sligo area of CHO1 as somewhat of an exemplar. If there are problems with the identification, reporting and escalation of incidents of a safeguarding nature in the CHO1 area, then it's hard in my mind to come to the conclusion that the report did that it is only in Donegal. I believe that, that if an in-depth audit was carried out nationwide, it would find similar systemic failures in management, reporting and oversight, and probably not just confined to disability services either. And I think the last topical issue that we listened to here might show an example of that as well. In my mind, Minister, the problems all stem from a basic resource issue. Frontline staff are being asked to do a job that there is often not the capacity to do. Budgets are dictated from the top down, and woe betide the local manager who would be brave enough to raise their hand and say that they can't do the job with what they have been given. It is an ingrained, institutionalised attitude found in management across all levels. It's not a public sector problem, it's a management problem. The other major institutionalised attitude found in management is admit nothing, bury the problems at all costs, and save the company first. Sadly, that's the way it works. It's born out of an arrogance at senior management level that filters down through the layers unspoken, where people know that to raise your head above the parapet will do your career prospects no good. I mean, we only have to look at the performance of the Secretary General of your own department at committee this week to recognise it. Out of touch and privileged, but typical of many at that level, unfortunately. And I think that's the problem that we see across the board. And that problem actually works out in the basis of what has happened to Brandon and to other people. So we can say that it looks good and it looks good for performance at committee level, but when it works out and feeds down through the whole programme to actually on the ground level, it's people that are hurt. And those people are constantly neglected, and that is a real problem. And I know that you are active and going to try and sort that out, Minister, and I pay tribute to you for that, because if it wasn't for yourself and the work that you have done, we wouldn't have got this far as well, I think, because I would have been shouting into the vacuum.
Thanks, Deputy.
And not getting anywhere as well to do. So I just want to raise this issue, and I think it's important that we raise it tonight. Thank you.
And thank you, Chair. And can I thank the Cian Corla for selecting this particular topical? And if memory serves me correctly, I think it's our fourth time to have a topical, and it's normally on a Thursday night, and it's normally number four. But saying that, I want to thank Deputy Pringle for raising this important issue for discussion today, and indeed his continued work and advocacy on such issues in Donegal. And I welcome the report by the Chief Inspector of Social Services in HICWA into the governance and safeguarding in HSE designated centres for people with disabilities in Donegal. I welcome the comprehensive nature of the report. It provides clear practical indication of areas of improvement. And having read the Brandon report, which wasn't made available to the general public, of which I still call on the HSE to make it available, what I've seen, Chair, on the publication of the HICWA report and the numerous reports is actually mirrored in some of what would have been in the Brandon report. So the overview report is the outcome of a regular programme of unannounced inspections by the Chief Inspector into County Donegal. 18 centres were visited in January, bringing the total number of centres inspected in the period from September 2021 to January 2022 to 27. All 27 centres are operated by the HSE. The Chief Inspector's regulatory programme followed an escalation of the inspector's concerns about the HSE's governance and oversight of designated centres in Donegal. The purpose of the programme was to assess the HSE's compliance with specific regulations under the Health Act 2007. And I think it's important to recognise that the report found that the most residents lived in pleasant, comfortable environments and that the centres were being managed by experienced and knowledgeable persons in charge. And I think it's also important to recognise that when I travelled to Donegal last October and meeting with the family members, they too themselves were more than complimentary of the frontline staff and at all times asked me when I talked to acknowledge that, as so you have done this evening, Deputy. However, the inspections found that there was poor oversight arrangements in place in HSE in Donegal, and I wish I could say I was surprised by this, but unfortunately some of these issues mirrors those outlined in the Brandon report and other such HICWA reports from the county. While substantially compliant with one of the three regulations inspected against the HSE as service provider, failed to comply with two of the regulations. As has been reported to the Minister for Health, and I both received a letter late last year from the CEO of HICWA detailing the agency's serious concerns regarding safeguarding in Donegal. The concerns raised in the letter are echoed in most of the recent HICWA report, and this is a concern for me. Ultimately, I, as Minister, need to be assured that services are operating to the highest standards for service users and that families can be reassured that their loved ones are being cared for appropriately and their trust in the health services not damaged. For me, I took particular note that HICWA states that their inspectors found that the supervision and governance of centres from middle management and senior management was poor. It's clear from the HICWA report that the HSE can be too reactive to issues instead of being proactive, and it does not appear to be a CHO-wide deficit, as HICWA notes that in Sligo similar incidents are not occurring. It's quite clear that safeguarding arrangements need to be strengthened to ensure that any issues that do arise are identified, escalated and responded to quickly. A compliance plan has been submitted by the HSE to HICWA outlining how plans to address the governance gaps identified by the Chief Inspector and to improve overall safety. And I know HICWA's Chief Inspector has commenced an inspection programme of individual centres to take place over the course of 2022 to verify the implementation by the HSE improvement plan. And I will touch on more remarks into my conclusion.
I saw that finger waving at me, Minister. Deputy Pringle.
Thank you. Minister, I'd like to thank you for your response. And I think I would like to echo your calls that the HSE should publish at this stage, even at this late stage, the Brandon report. And their constant excuses of why they can't publish and that they just don't stand up at this stage and don't wash at all. And I think everybody knows that. And I think probably even the HSE know it, but they'll never admit it. And that is what needs to be done. And I have to say that while this HICWA report is good, I do know that HICWA aren't all in the clear themselves either, and HICWA have been compliant to a large extent with what has gone on in Donegal over the years. And I'm glad to see that they've come out now and they're actually doing what is their job. And I hope that continues on, because that's vitally important as well. And I think, you know, but the one thing I would say, and I think needs to be said and can't be said often enough as well, is that, you know, this is not a Donegal issue. This is an issue for the national body, and it says it in the report as well, that it goes right up to national management, because one of the things that struck me during the whole Brandon thing is that as well, as it was going forward and we were coming up to the publishing of the report, what was happening in Donegal was supposedly not being covered by management in Dublin, but then all of a sudden when it went to Dublin, everything changed. You know, so we have to get to the bottom of what's actually happening here, and I would be loath to think that that this will be contained in Donegal, because we have seen this in the past. You probably remember Minister of the Morris Tribunal and inquiry into what was going on within the Gardaí. And the whole thing at that time, and the whole thing from officialdom at that time, was that it'd be contained in Donegal, and this is only a Donegal issue, and this is the only thing that's happened to the Gard there. And we've seen, sadly, to our cost, that it wasn't only in Donegal, and I think we have to look at that and make sure that that's not the case as well in the future. And I think the fact that that's highlighting here, national management has to be addressed as well, and that would need to be looked at, and anything that's going to go on from the state as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy. To conclude, Minister.
Thank you, Chair. So we all agree that the safety and the protection of vulnerable people is paramount, and we continue to strive to work together to this objective. If one of the reasons that the Brandon report wasn't published was because of IR or HR issues, because of the identification or the calling or saying that it was a particular layer within management, within the HSC, well, HICWA have done it now. As mentioned already, the Chief Inspector has indicated an inspection programme in the CHO to verify the implementation of the HSC Improvement Plan and to confirm where the actions taken by the HSC are effective in delivering safer, better quality support. From my perspective, I am also working with officials in the Department of Health and the Department of Equality to develop some form of review or oversight of safeguarding in Donegal, and I have been open about my belief that this needs to be led by an expert, independent person specialising in social care and safeguarding, who is independent to the HSC and HICWA. My ask of it is that persons within the powers that be of HSC and HICWA would work with this independent person or group or be part of the team, but it will be led by an independent, where they can share the findings of what reports I cannot publish. But it's not too long ago, Deputy Connolly stood here behind you and listed out all the reports that are done in Donegal since 2015, 2016 to date. By pulling all of those reports together, the terms of reference can be identified. But yet again, it would be wonderful to have the cooperation of HSC and HICWA in actually working with me to look at and review the safeguarding and give the reassurance, Chair, to the families that have loved ones in centres in Donegal, that they are receiving the best possible care, but not only receiving it, that if an issue is identified, that the people working there, the frontline staff, will be supported when they make or identify an issue, and when they know how to identify, working on relationships and being able to identify patterns. But for far too long, we have looked upon the medical model when it comes to institutionalised care. We need to look at the social care model and stop calling issues like episodes, whereas understanding what that pattern came from and knowing how to support the staff, but most importantly, the service user in the centre. So work is underway, Deputy Pringle, and I hope with the cooperation of Minister Donnelly and Minister O'Gorman that this will be expedited, as in we hope to have a framework by June.